You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Having run companies in three different countries over the past few years, Henry Reith has developed a wealth of business and marketing experience. He is now in the United Kingdom and proud to be the marketing director of performing arts agency Sensation Entertainment. Henry, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me back, Eric. It's really good to be back.
Yes, sir. So tell us, Henry, what does Sensation Entertainment do, and who are the performing arts agency's main customers?
Well, I think performing arts actually means a lot of things to a lot of people. But for us, if you think circus, you get that really excitement when you go to circus. You've got aerial artists, you've got fire performers, you've got jugglers. And also think, you know, bespoke event creation, you know, themed events like winter shows, tribute acts, and, you know, ballroom dancers we've actually got coming later in the year. And our sort of clients are sort of the corporate events. You've got weddings and marketers as well. They use us for sort of product launches, galas, award dinners, conferences. And at weddings, we're used in a sort of number of ways. You know, we've got the tribute acts, and then we've also got entertainers where you might just add one or two things to the wedding, or we can just take over a wedding and you can have, you know, a Moulin Rouge style wedding up here from nowhere. And we can do all of that stuff. And that's what we do. And like you said, I'm really honored to actually work for this company. It's one of the best companies I've ever had to work in and work with. My business partner is amazing on it, so I'm really happy with Sensation Entertainment.
So what are the accomplishments that you're most proud of since the company started?
I think it's just coming up to its first birthday, actually, and just weeks after it started, I hope I get this name right, it's Hanzhou. We sent entertainers to Hanzhou province in China, and for a company of about 3 or 4 weeks at that point, I think that was something that everyone working for it was just blown away by. We sent some performers from a Fresh Dance Company who appeared on Sky's Got to Dance, and also a performer from Girls Rock from Britain's Got Talent. That's something similar to X Factor. You guys got X Factor in the States. In the UK, we got a number of dance and entertainment shows as well, like that. So we did all their visas, their accommodation, their travel, and I think in the first couple of weeks that was real something that really made us proud. And we've also taken on a number of regular bookings with large venues in the UK. That for us, just being a year old, as I've said, is quite an achievement. It's something we're really proud of. And to deliver that kind of thing, we've brought so many high quality acts onto the agency over the last year. People that work with Mercedes-Benz, Unilever, opened the Half American Games. That was absolutely amazing. And as I said, not just the performers we had sent to China, but we've got many talented performers from TV programs. Britain's Got Talent over here and Got to Dance as well. So I think for us, it's been a very exciting first year. And we're very proud of our accomplishments so far. So, yeah, really proud of that.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Now, what are the current trends in the event entertainment industry currently?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think it actually goes a bit wider than just the events entertainment industry. I think the rise of the internet and the influence of the internet, social media, you know, it can't be argued anymore. And I think, like many of your listeners and many of the small companies out there, it's really changing the way you deliver your product and really deliver market. So I think on the production side for us, the production side, the marketing, the actual event delivery there's been a real change. And I don't know, I think there's certainly a change as well, moving back towards more luxury, beautiful events, because whether that's the economy's changing around the world, but there's a definite change in the last about 6 months to a year that we've been allowed to spend a bit more money on events. And I think that's also the rise of social media and people wanting an event that they, their attendees are going to go home and they're going to talk about for ages and take a picture on social and, you know, upload it to Facebook and Twitter instantly. So I think that's been a real change, and I think it's a change for the positive if people are a bit more want to spend a bit more money in the economy in general, I think. And the last one is whether it's the economy, everyone's very competitive at the moment, but people are looking for one-stop solutions. And I think that's the same in many industries. They want us to come in and do the entire event, you know, from the decor right through to the performing, maybe some event management. And technology such as 3D printing, I think this is going to have an effect in so many companies. I talked to one of our suppliers the other week, and 3D printing is going to really change the way we can do things and the kind of decor we can create. So, you know, there's so many industries out there that's going to have an effect on this. Really exciting.
Today we're joined by Henry Reith, who is an entrepreneur and small business marketing expert with experience of business in many countries around the world, and also the marketing director of performing arts agency Sensation Entertainment here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Henry, are there differences between the events and promotional side of the entertainment industry?
Yeah, I think there are actually. I think the events, the sort of corporate events, the weddings, it's been about creating an experience for a very long time. But I think with the way the world is, and again, the rise of social media and the sharing of experiences, marketing is becoming a very experience-led industry. Whereas I think we've moved away from a few years ago, the paper, you know, the very two-dimensional industry. We're very much in the 3D marketing these days. And I think for us, that's meant a lot of companies are using us to provide performers, whether that's stilt walkers or fire breathers, something exciting like that. So when they're out there, you know, potentially sampling their product to the public or in public spaces, we've really come in and been able to add something really different and an experience that people can have for 2 or 3 minutes, take their picture of, and you know, move on. But it's left a real impression on people that I think's an interesting change in marketing over the last couple of years, and one personally I'm very excited to see where it goes in the future.
And what are some of your favorite and new acts for 2013?
Well, As I said, I mean, so many people are pushing for new things, and whether that's Red Bull jumping people up the Eiffel Tower or whatever they did the other week or whatever, I think pushing the boundaries and creating new things has become just an exciting thing to do every day. So we have something I'm very excited to see is an aerialist and an opera singer, a choreographed routine. So not only have you got your eyes dazzled, you've also got, you know, your ears as well. You've got the whole experience. And so the two of them together are just the most incredible duo to see, and something I'm personally really excited to see at events and use throughout the year. So that's one. And we're one really popular one, and one of my favorites for the year, is actually aerial champagne pouring. So I'm sure, Eric, you've been to some business events or some corporate events, and it would be very nice to walk in the door and you have someone luxuriously dropping from the ceiling and pouring your glass of champagne and disappearing. I mean, that would make anyone smile. It's something that I love providing, and I love going to those events and just seeing the smile on people's faces. It makes me very proud. And I think last of all, one of our tribute acts, there's a Barbra Streisand tribute, has actually just won the UK's best tribute act for best tribute act for 2013. And I'm really excited to see where she's going to go in the future after 20 years of work. She's been recognized, and whether that's theatre shows, her own concerts themselves, cruises, that kind of thing. I think anyone who gets awards, it really does propel you forward, whatever stage you're at. And I'm really proud that she's won that, and I'm looking forward to what she does for the rest of 2013 now.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Sensation Entertainment and also to be in contact with you online?
Okay, Sensation Entertainment, you can go to www.sensation-entertainment.com, or of course you can just type Sensation Entertainment into Google, and as far as I know, we're pretty high up there at the moment. That's a good thing. And for me personally, I do some business consulting and small marketing consulting as well. Very happy to work with people, especially using my experience from around the world. And you can get hold of me on www.henryreith.co. And yeah, I look forward to talking to you in various places online.
Sounds good. And in conclusion, what tip do you have for the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today in some regard?
Well, something I've learned a lot recently is just say thank you and appreciate, you know, your customers, your suppliers, and people you meet, whether that's in your personal life or your business life. It sounds silly, but I think I'd forgotten, you know, running off around the world the last couple of years, how I have, how important building relationships is with people. And we're seeing a lot in business just by turning around and saying thank you. I won't tell you all the small tips we do, but, you know, if you can, you know, if you can appreciate, you know, send your appreciation to people, whether that's a small little present every so often or a postcard or something like that every so often, just say thank you to people. And I think it makes a real difference. And we're seeing people really coming back to us now after a good few months of work on that.
Good advice. I like that one. He is Henry Reith, who is an entrepreneur and small business marketing expert with experience of business in many countries around the world, and also the marketing director of Performing Arts Agency Sensation Entertainment. And the website of reference once again is sensation-entertainment.com. And to be in direct contact with Henry and to get more information, it's henryreith.co. Henry, thanks so much for being with us once again here on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thank you very much, Eric, and have a very good morning.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.